What's up, folks? Happy New Year, and welcome back to another episode of the Beta Escape Podcast, a special Shits and Giggles edition. In today's episode, I'm joined by Bader Mutt, Bait Fuel content creator, plus Porn Mutt. We talk about a lot of cool things here, have a fun game of Goonergon, chat about important topics on making make sense, and then talk about our love lives on Bait, Date, or Mate. Hope you're having a great New Year so far, and enjoy the episode. Oh, that's cool. I can see like all the data. Oh, not anymore. It's done. Yeah. Wait, what camera are you using? What camera do you
use? It's a Canon M50. It's like baby's first like vlog camera kind of.
I feel like I have like a Canon. I just don't know how to connect it to my like laptop.
So the way I do it is you need it's a little like USB thing. It's like a capture card. And then there's, like, a specific cable that you plug into that and then into the camera. And then it's just using it as, like, a live camera, basically. Instead of the webcam, because the webcam is, like, shitty and gross. And
yeah, that's what I'm using right now. That's why I'm just, like, I'm trying to give my audience, like, high def here. They need to see all the nooks and crannies.
Did you get the gallery view thing set up? Is that all good?
Yeah, I mean, I have it on gallery view now. So I'm assuming that when this records, we'll both be, like, side by side. Which is the goal. Oh, but I don't know. Like, no one has complained like that. Like when I speak and then I turn cameras, so I don't know.
There we go. What's that?
Let me. I just figure, you know, whatever looks
gross in the background.
Okay. Whatever looks great. I love the contrast of our backgrounds.
Yeah, mine is very dark, and then yours is like very.
Yeah. Very light. Are your walls colored a dark color?
Yeah, they are dark gray.
A dark gray?
Yeah, like very dark gray.
I feel like I don't usually do this much color, but like my apartment is just like, actually, I don't know what color the walls in my apartment are. They're not like a white, they're like an off yellow.
Like an eggshell or like more yellow?
Not even that. Like it's like toothy yellow. Like
Ew, a couple
of
yellow.
years. I mean, it's not like that hideous. Although when I went to go, I seen the inside of my building manager's apartment, and it's like he's a fag. And it's gorgeous inside. Like his walls are like a navy blue, and he has like gold accents everywhere. I'm just like, this bougie bitch.
Arf.
Oh wait, I forgot. Although I try to read the room and I'm just like, can people handle it? And I feel like you can. That's why I'm like honest with you, because I'm like, he can be real.
Yeah, I'd rather you just like tell me like whatever it is straight up. That way I can, you know, if there's a problem I can fix it, and if there's not, then like, you know, it's just, we just cut to the chase.
That's how I am too. Like I always tell people, I'm like, listen, you can tell me what's what, but watch your tone.
Yeah.
If you don't like something, tell me you don't like it and I can fix it, but bitch, you better make that delivery sweet.
I need
a lot of
gentle
sugar.
Fingers.
Yes, I need very gentle fingers, or else I fucking go the fuck off. Yeah. What's going on with you? What's new in your world since we last like chatted?
I mean, after the bait off, things were pretty slow for a minute, and then I went to Folsom. Folsom was insane and a lot of fun, and I met so many people. I spent way too much money on Uber rides because my feet don't work so good. So I was like Ubering people everywhere the whole time, like every 30 minutes.
You were doing it?
Yeah. I was like living my fantasy of like, yeah, I'll get us an Uber girl. Like, we're fine. Oh. We got it. We don't need to walk. I'll get it. So, and I like woke up at the end of it and was like, what did I do? Oh, God. So, but no, it was a lot of fun.
You should have made them scan your Cash App, bitch.
I figure like, most of them here's like, my cash pay for my JFF shot, anyway, you. So I'm like, you know what? It's the least I can do, right?
I mean, I hope they bought you like a sandwich or something.
Oh, I got lots of goodies. You know, some salty snacks, some not so salty snacks.
Oh wow, salty snacks! I love that. Wait, how was Folsom? I never been. I want to go.
It's cool. The actual street fair was like insane. It's like a sardine can the way the streets are like so packed. And they had like people like suspended super high up in the air in like shibari. There was like a whole alleyway of like nothing but furries like just going ham on each other. just like so many vendors and stuff selling cool like trinkets and knickknacks or like kink gear. It was really cool. I hear it's similar to Door Alley or Dory Alley, except that Folsom is more like all inclusive, whereas Door or Dory Alley, I don't know how you say that, is a lot more like gay male centric.
Oh, okay. That's cool. I feel like I would really enjoy Folsom, I think. More so to like just support like small businesses, you know, things that people make that are like pervy and like leathery and like sexy.
I will
I
say
would
that
be
one of
inclined
the
to
best
that.
parts of it too is seeing all the outfits that people wear. Like some of those like cost like some people had full blown like cosplay costumes that were like fetishy. Like there was this one I remember, she was like a giant succubus demon and she had like these horns that were literally like larger than my arm span, and she had to like hold them while she was walking through the crowd because they were so big. And I was like, that's so cool though. Like I love that for you. Also, it's
That
hot
is
as
really
hell
cool.
out here. How are you not dead right now, ma'am? Like, oh my God.
Maybe they had like a built-in little like air fan. You know
Yeah,
those
walk around with
mascots,
one
they
of
had a
those
little
little like
fan
piss
inside.
dispenser fan
Yeah,
things,
it's
like
just
2 inches
there, like
wide.
spits yourself everywhere you go. That's
No, it was
cool.
fun. And
I always see
then,
like those videos of people just getting down, like getting pissed on.
oh yeah, I mean there
People
was
just
literally
having it
like
all.
a piss pool that was like an inflatable pool that was literally just full of piss sitting in the middle of the street. I did not participate in that because I think if I'm going to do that kind of thing, it's going to be in like a one-on-one session in like a bathroom where I can clean myself quickly and easily. But out in the middle of the street, I'm not about to hop in an Uber and go back to the hotel after I was in a pool of piss. Like it's just not going to happen. I don't want to do that to somebody. I'm sure they had their like their rides arranged and stuff though, so.
Yeah, for sure. I mean, don't they like supply that festival with like, it's a festival, right? But don't they
Yeah, oh
like
yeah, it's
have
a full
like
festival.
showers? I wouldn't think they would have like a place to wash up.
I don't think I saw anywhere to like shower or clean yourself really. There
Okay.
was
Maybe that's
a
just the vibe.
controversy about a guy walking around that
The
had
shit
covered
guy?
himself. Yeah,
Yeah.
I did not see him. I did smell him at one point, and I kind of just walked the other way because like I'm not here to kink shame or tell that anyone, you know, it's Folsom, do whatever the hell you want. But I did not want to be smelling that. It kind of killed my vibe a little bit. So I was like, okay, I'm
Yes,
gonna
okay,
go over
so
here.
I had a conversation with the Leather Cook. We did an Instagram live and we were talking about this person and we decided that it was not cool of him to do that. And I think the reason why they did it was because he wanted to make a statement about boundaries, because
Yeah, and consent.
he's a very fit guy. Like he was really sexy, and maybe he was like an adult performer, I don't know. But I think the
I think
reason
he
why he did
is.
it was because, oh, people are just like grabbing me and it's inappropriate. Like people, it's not with consent. But I was like, bro, you could just communicate that. You don't need to like endanger people's like sanitary health by smearing shit all over you in such a public place when we didn't consent to you walking around with shit all over your body. Like I didn't say yes to this.
Yeah, I think for me the main thing of it is like the piss pool exists and no one really had a problem with that. I think the main thing for me is like just if you're going to be walking around like that, it's hard because it's like not everyone consented to smelling that. You know what I mean? Like that can be a real vibe killer, like it was for me. But like I also I'm not gonna be the kind of person that's gonna like roast him on Twitter or like run up at him in person and be like, "How dare you do this to me?" Like I'm just like, okay, well, there's so much space. I'm gonna go over here and do my thing, and you go over there and do your thing, and like we're fine. Like it doesn't need to be a big deal.
No, you're
But
right. I just think he missed the point. Like
yeah, a little bit.
he could have just
I wouldn't have done that,
practiced.
and I would have done it
No,
differently
I
if
would
that's
not.
a statement I was trying to
Exactly.
make. But
Same. Poop.
yeah, it'd be like that.
It would be like that sometimes for
I mean, there's also
real.
like a whole like. I actually didn't see ABDL stuff as much at Folsom as I thought I would. Like, that was a kind of
ABDL.
a surprisingly like adult baby diaper lovers.
Dipper, yeah.
But like, I actually didn't see as much of that as I thought I would have. It was mostly like hardcore leather or latex, like cosplay type people. There was a lot of like goth and scene type people there as well. Obviously, a bunch of pups and stuff, a bunch of people that just look like athletes and porn stars, a bunch of furries. And then yeah, that was kind of it. Like there wasn't really, it wasn't maybe quite as diverse in terms of like the kinks I was seeing as I thought it would be. And I mean, there really weren't even that many baiters there until I ran into induced priapism just like sitting on the sidewalk somewhere, and like we hung out and chatted for a while and it turned into a little thing, but that was fun.
That's fun. Like meeting betas in the wild.
Yeah, it was totally he had like a little cardboard sign that he was holding up that said Born to Bait, and I was like, I love that sign. And then I was like, wait, I know you. And he was like, I know you. And we just kind of had like the Spider-Man moment. We're like pointing at each other like, huh?
Yeah.
And then I like sat down and we talked for a while, and adult things happened, and it was lovely. There was like, I think, 15 people there just in that little section at one point, and I was like living my fantasy. It was so much fun.
Nice. That's high. I think it's so fun when I run into betas in the wild. It hasn't happened much, but I mean, I feel like betas, we all just kind of live online anyway. Like we're, you know, most of us are like porno sexual, so we're just like trading cock shots to one another.
And most of the
But
people
it's
that were baiters there that I met with like already had messaged me online. I didn't see quite as many like just in person like bumping into people, except for Induced. He was the only one that I really like, oh hey you. Everyone else I
Nice.
like kind of just talked to like online beforehand.
Yeah. It's nice. It's nice to like get out of that space though. Like I'm always like really genuinely intrigued when I find someone's Instagram and I'm just like, "Oh, you're like a fully realized person with like families and shit." I don't blow anyone's cover, but I'm just like, "Oh, that's so nice. Like a picture of like you having dinner with your mom on her birthday."
I
Like
did
that's
hear that a
sweet.
lot actually in person. They're like, you're so nice and like funny and like goofy
Yeah.
and weird. And I'm like, do I not give that online? Like, I'm like, yeah, I get the content I do is kind of like glitchy and edgy and whatever else. But like, then they meet me and they're like, oh, you're like a dork. And I'm like, yeah. Like, did you
Yeah,
not
because
know
it's
that?
hard. It's hard to like communicate those nuances via social media. Like you, I feel like I always feel more. I feel like I get more of a vibe from a person because I can just in person or when I talk to them like on this level because you can just like you see body language, tone, you know, facial expressions, all that matters, and you don't really,
That's fair.
you know, the fucking PC beater. It's a persona. I mean,
Yeah, I
it's
think
a
that's part of it
kick-ass
too,
one,
is
but.
I get like a lot of people I think almost expect me to just do what I do online and like be that in person all the time too. And I'm like,
Yeah.
I feel like it's disingenuous just a little bit to like make that assumption, because I'm like, clearly we're like, I feel like I'm on the nose about the fact that like, okay, we're amping it up, like this is
Yeah.
a thing, I'm making content for you, like I'm not, you
Yeah.
know.
Yes, that's exactly right. And I think it's always so shocking when people catch you like on an off day and they're just like, "Oh, you're like not as funny." Well, bitch, it's not a funny day. Like I'm going through some shit. Like it's this is Ren when he's fucking depressed or when he's sad. I mean, I often don't talk about
That's
those
so
things, but it's just
shocking, but
like
we're people.
exactly right. Like it's like, you know, an opportunity to like show like a different side of you. And I appreciate that of people, which is probably what the reason why I started to meet the podcast, because I was just like, who are you really? Like,
Yeah,
you know,
I get
get
that
down to like,
actually.
yeah. Okay, good. I'm glad that, you know, I'm
It makes sense,
happy.
but also it's like it's cool because like it gives you a chance to kind of like unmask the person a little bit. And I think I talked about on that on like the first episode that I did with you, is it's like the mask in some ways, putting it on helps you like show who you really are in some ways. And just so like, you know, you get to kind of like dig into that a little deeper, because even with a mask on, there's still a level of persona in like the content and stuff that I do.
Yeah.
But you know, and then we have these one-on-ones and I'm like, bleh, goofy, you know.
I feel like I could be like really freeing and like not showing your face and just being like a pup.
Yeah, but also it's just like, I just amp up like how like bubbly I am and stuff, you know, because like
Yeah.
there's me sitting at a screen for 16 hours a day doing like AI stuff or playing video games or whatever, just kind of like deadpan, you know, serious. But then I get to
Yeah.
like put this on and be like, I haven't gotten to do anything fun today. I'm gonna do something nice for myself. And it's
Yeah,
like, you
that's
know.
exactly right. So what, tell me more about like pop culture. I'm not familiar with it. I can pick up bits and pieces, but I am interested in it. Like I think it's really a fun culture. And you know, I just joined your Discord server, which is really cool. But like,
Oh
how did
yeah,
that become an
lots of
interest
beta
of
folks on there.
yours? Yeah, like how did that begin for you?
Well, I mean, like I can't say I've always been a pup. I've been a pup since I was, I think, 17, because I graduated high school a year early. So like the first year I went to college, I just like immediately got a puphood. And I think I had found it online. It's a very like viral image of like there's two guys in leather masks, and they're like in front of a girl that's standing there, like a younger girl that's standing there. And I was like, what is that? And like people were screaming about it and how awful it was. And I'm like, it's people in masks, like calm down. There's nothing sexual happening here. But I found out about it through that, and then like did like a bunch of research and stuff. And then I ordered my hood my first year of college. And from there, I just really started to like go out to pup and leather events and stuff. Like at the time I was in Clemson, South Carolina. And we used to go to Atlanta at the Eagle a lot, and they had like a pup night. And so I got to like meet other pups and get kind of their perspective, you know, more than just like what I am reading online about what pup culture or pup play is and everything. And then I got to meet the, I don't think he is still holds the title, but the Southeast Pup and Leatherman representative for the boy or the pup one, Treble, and well, and his sir Dove. But he taught me a lot about like, not only pup culture, but how it relates to leather culture. Cause that's kind of something not many people understand, is that the difference between pups and furries, especially if you don't have any experience with all of it, it just seems like animals, right? But furries are more of like an artistic representation of the self. Whereas like pup culture comes more from the leather community and like BDSM community. And it's kind of disseminated its way down now. So like, it's also just another form of self-expression, but it's rooted in that like leather culture kind of a thing.
Yeah, because like even like the materials that like your hood
yeah
is made
neoprene
out of,
yeah
yeah, the neoprene, or the, some are made out of leather, and then with
yeah
furries it's much more like cushy, like felt,
yeah
right? like
it's like felt
like
over foam,
hair,
or
yeah
yeah, it's
yeah
almost more like
yeah
cosplay, like
yeah
cosplay costume setup. They're also
yeah
like
that's
really thick and large and heavy and like
bulky.
Yeah, and also I like the pup hoods too, because like I just dig everything that's like graphic and linear and geometric, but I also like being able to see people's eyes. Like you don't get that with like a fursuit, so I think it's one of the reasons I've always
Yeah.
just kind of leaned more into this than the furry thing.
Okay, cool. So would you, so you considered yourself a straight up pup, not a
Yeah, I'm
handler?
definitely a pup. Like maybe
Okay.
furry adjacent. I like a lot of the art, but I would never like get a fursuit.
Okay, cool. Yeah. No, you do well. Yeah, I can tell. You showed me like all this AR like
Yeah. I
porn
really dig
you
the art and
produce.
I find it very hot. But
Yeah, no, it's cool stuff. I really enjoy it. What was I gonna
Yeah.
say? Yeah, so like I was interested in it, and so then I was like, oh, I'm not a pup, but then I just like realized that there's like different roles that you can take, right? Tell me about
Yeah.
the roles. How's that breakdown?
So, the role, the there are two basic roles. It's going to be pup and handler. A pup is, I mean, a pup, right? It's kind of a lowered headspace, generally more submissive, especially if you're a pup with a handler. That's kind of handler up here and then pup down here, generally. But then you'll also have the handler is kind of the person that takes care of the pup. Either like making sure they're literally like self-care stuff, like if you're, you know, you're taking your pup out to a bar, making sure they're drinking water, staying hydrated, making sure they're not getting into trouble, or that no one is like fucking around with them that shouldn't be, or anything like that. But then it can also be like there's the sexual side of it where it's like I'm going to be the dominant one and you're going to be submissive. There are some handlers that are the inverse of that, where it's like they want the pup to be the dominant one and they just kind of want to like, you know, have the luxury of having a puppy do whatever they want to them,
I
kind of a
guess
thing.
that was my question. Like being a handler doesn't necessarily mean that you are a top role,
No,
like
it doesn't. It
sexually.
definitely doesn't mean that you're a top or a bottom. There are handlers that
Got
are
it. Okay.
bottoms. There are
Yeah.
handlers that are submissive handlers.
Yeah.
But I do think inherently kind of linked in that handler pup relationship type, there is always going to be some level, whether it's sexual or like outside that and like platonic. There's some kind of like caretaking aspect going on, or like there's some kind of dominance going on.
Okay.
Otherwise, it's not, they're not really a handler. And then you get into pack dynamics, which is a whole other thing, which is when you hear like, I'm an alpha pup, or I'm a beta pup, or omega, or delta, or any of those. Those
Yeah.
describe the relationships of like a bunch of pups in a group together in relation to each other. So like alpha would be the most dominant, then you have beta below that, and kind of like what people's idea of what alpha wolves and stuff are, even though that's like totally bullshit. And that's not actually how wolves work, but it's leather culture has like co-opted that and said like we're gonna make that literal because it helps with consent.
You know, that's good. Yeah, no, consent is important. How does one become a part of a pack? Do you just create those, or do you find a pack that's already existing?
I mean that can happen a lot of different ways. It depends on the people you hang out with, whether or not you guys are close. Like, there's not really any one right way to answer that question. Sometimes it's just like I live with two other pups, but we're not technically in a pack together. And also that can mean just like so many different things to so many people. It's really hard to give one solid answer. It's kind of like answering like what is a handler. It's like that can mean so many different things, you know.
Sure.
But if you want to know like the very like default basic thing is you just get a bunch of pups together in a group and they all like each other and they all hang out a lot and that's a pack.
Nice. Can there be more than one alpha in a pack?
It like the pack dynamics are super varied. And you'll also have like alpha beta switch or you know like people will shift roles sometimes. Nothing is ever like static or written in stone with that kind of thing.
Okay. Cool. So it's like fluid. You can like
Yeah,
change it
everything
up
is very
when you
it's
want.
very fluid and it's very like you get out of it whatever you put in. So as long as you're willing to be like open and communicate with the people that you're playing with or you're doing a scene with or you're experimenting with, then you know you can experience what you want out of it too. If
Nice.
you're not willing to tell me that you want to try to be a beta for me or that you want to try to be an alpha for me, then you know we're never going to really be able to flesh that out.
Got it. All right. So communication is key.
Yeah.
Like always, like communicate and be like, I'm feeling this way, I'm not feeling that way. Let me
Yeah.
try something new. Yeah, no, I love that. I think that's cool. I do love like the pup scene. I think it's fun. I always enjoy, like, I follow a friend, and I think I was coaching them for a little bit, and they were really wanting to like express more of this like pup side of them. And then I think he was really interested in like a couple of people that he met, and I was like, just ask questions, like lean in and get
Yeah.
curious. Like I feel like people are gonna be really nice, especially in that community, and I'm sure that they
Yeah, I
would
mean like the
enjoy.
number one rule that kind of overarches all of pup play is that you don't need gear to be a pup, and being a pup is whatever the hell you want it to be.
Nice.
It's very vague, but it's kind of that way by design because it is so many different things to so many people. And there's gatekeepers and there are people that are like, you know, but that exists with everything.
Yeah, that
So
exists
try
with
not to take
all
those people
like
seriously.
yeah, there's always gonna be that one guy that's like, you're not about this life. And you're
You're
just
not
like,
gaming right.
bro,
You're not puppy right. You don't do
yeah,
anything
exactly. You're
right.
not
What do you do
bathing right.
successfully? And I'm like, ugh,
I do a
girl.
lot of stuff successfully. Girl.
Yeah.
That's funny. Yo, what's up? It's your boy BC. Hope you're enjoying this episode thus far. There's more to come, but I gotta take a quick break and let you know that this episode's being sponsored by Joy Mode. If you don't know what Joy Mode is, it's a sexual performance booster supplement. Stuff is great. It's all natural, science-backed. It has really great stuff like ginseng and vitamin C. It's, you know, your solution for increased blood flow, firmness, stamina, performance in the bedroom. As a masturbator, I need all of those things to be boosted every time I masturbate. This stuff is really great because it's been peer-reviewed in journals and it's been studied and researched in humans, so you know exactly what you're going to get. Don't trust those over-the-counter pills that you find at those random liquor stores. Listen, I've taken those a few times, and all it's ever done for me was increase my anxiety. And that's not fun when I'm trying to have a chill masturbation session. Who wants that? Try Joy Mode. Because not only is it great in the bedroom, but it's great with your overall health, like blood vessel support, cardiovascular heart health, athletic performance, blood pressure, and general erection function. And as a masturbator, I need my erections to function consistently. And this is what Joy Mode does for you. So I want you to go out and try some Joy Mode. You're going to use my code BEASTLY at usejoymode.com and get 20% off your first order plus free shipping. So that's Beastly at usejoymode.com. And you're going to try it out and you're going to have a great time. It's great sex, solved naturally. All right. Thanks for listening and enjoy the rest of the episode. I want to go to more pup events.
If you want, I can hit up a couple people, and I will say most, I'm not gonna say every because I don't know about all of them. There is usually, if your state has a leather community or a leather club of any kind, there is almost always also going to be a pup community or group chat or something. The two tend to overlap quite a bit. So like Arizona has Phoenix Boys of Leather, who a lot of their members also take care of the Arizona Pups and Handlers, subcommunity that kind of help like moderate it. And it's all very open and it's not like strict or anything, but they just kind of created a space where people can talk about that kind of stuff. And they host a monthly pup night at the local bar Anvil. I think it's like the
Oh,
third Friday of every month.
that's really cool.
Yeah, you're from LA, right? Yeah,
We do have a leather scene
they
for sure.
definitely have like several. I know,
I
I
hope
guess
they're
I've never
nice though.
technically been to LA, but
People in LA can be really shitty. Like that's I think that's
really?
my major con yeah. I think that's a major concern is like just joining these groups and being able to like kind of wander around and kind of like be okay with it. I just don't like that attitude. People in LA are just really attitude-y.
Yeah, I mean, I they're oh girl, there are people like that in Phoenix. But they're just some people just aren't worth your time.
Don't like cunty vibes. It's not fine. Like that shit sucks. Like,
No,
bitch.
and it's like I could get into a whole long thing talking about
I
that,
know.
but
Let's
like
not. We're gonna do some fun stuff. So let's do a game. Okay. So like, I was trying to do this game. I was telling you about this game that I do called Goon or Go. But I got some feedback and someone was like, "Go is too ambiguous. You should change it." And so they suggested gone. Do you think that works? That works better, right? Goon or gone? Because I feel like they were like saying that if you go could insinuate like go for it. So basically, it's like a double positive, and I'm just like, that's not what I'm trying to do.
Goon or gone, I think is better.
Yeah, goon or gone. Okay, so we're gonna play a game of goon or gone.
Okay. How does this work? What are the rules?
Yes, so goon or gone, I'm just gonna like so in my life I just like write down a list of shit that I'm like gooning for or kind of question. It's really random. There's like no rhyme or reason to any of these topics.
Do you, okay, before you continue, do you ever just randomly, like, I'm gooning for this right now, even though it's not
What?
sexual? Like, I say that all the time. It has just, like, become part of my vocabulary. I could be eating a really
Yes.
good meal, and I'm like, I am gooning for this
Gooning
right
for
now. Like,
this meal,
holy shit.
yes. Yes,
It
that's exactly right.
has
That's
just
what I was
become
trying to
part of the, like, the
The
vernacular of my life.
vernacular, that's exactly right. And so I'm trying to like make this shit go off. Because it's a vibe and we get it. So I'm gonna list different stuff that I find interesting. And then we're gonna decide if we goon for it, which means we love it and it stays and it's something that's cool. We can you can put in your two cents. Or it's gone. It's gotta go. It's not working for us, it sucks, and
I love
it's
this.
no
I'm so on
so
board.
long. It's
I'm ready
no
to be
longer.
judgmental. I'm ready to be a bitch.
Sorry, a little notification came on my phone. I was like, what is that? The first thing is foreskin. Goon or gone?
Goon, definitely. Like, it might not always be my thing. Like, I'm not looking for it, but I'm never gonna turn it down. I'm never like, oh God, you know what I mean?
Definitely. I definitely goon for it. There's something really sexy of just watching like a foreskin like over a penis. I remember gooning once. It was like this slow-mo of just like skin folding over a penis head, and I definitely had a good time watching that.
Yeah, I mean if it's done well, yeah, I mean it's never not hot. That's pretty much
That's
all I can
true.
say.
Yeah, that's true. That's a good way of putting it. It's never that hot. No, foreskins, we goon for foreskin.
Absolutely.
Second, hairy butts.
Oh no. Oh no.
Gonna keep this in the
Why?
podcast.
What happened?
Your
How
camera
did
was
you do
just
that?
like, I'm not
There we
gooning
go.
for this anymore.
No, my camera was not gooning for that. Really? Okay, there we go. Boop. Yeah. Can we get past the settings, please?
Says LA, shouldn't it
There we go.
say manual focus? A.
There we go. Okay, we're back. Sorry. I bumped
What was I
the
saying?
cable.
No, it's okay. What was I saying?
Gooning for hairy butts. You're
Yeah,
not gonna
so
make them
Goonie.
shave if you're dating, unless you're dating, maybe. Is that what
Yeah,
you
so
said?
like if I'm hooking up with someone, Or, you know, if you have a close relationship and I'm just like wanting to see them, or like if they're consenting, you know, to letting me tell them what to do with their bodies, then I'll be inclined to tell someone like, hey, could you shave or could you let it grow? I just want to
Yeah,
see
if they're
it.
gonna ask you what your preference is and they're okay with it,
Yeah.
that's different than being like, if you don't shave, I'm done with you. You know, those are two
Yes,
very
no.
different vibes.
Never that, never that. That's
Yeah,
not a
never
vibe.
that.
But you know, if I when I meet someone and they don't have a hairy butt, like, you know, that's fine with me. Or like if you like to shave it, it's okay with me. Just, you know,
I actually
whatever you
think,
want
like,
to.
if we're talking like exclusively like online content or porn, almost always I would prefer hairy butt over not hairy butt. But like in person, sometimes it's just easier and I don't end up with things in my teeth if it's shaved. That's the only really like time where I'm like, oh, okay. But even
That's
then, it's not
true.
like a, that's not a vibe killer. That's just kind of like, okay, like I gotta go brush my teeth now. I probably should anyway and stop being so disgusting all the time.
That's true though, because not all hairy butts are built the same. Some are hairier
Yeah,
than
yeah.
others. You know,
There's
some
like a
are
light
cool.
dusting, and then there's like, girl, you got a forest down there. Okay.
Yeah, exactly. It's always amazing, like when I see those like crazy hairy asses, and I'm just like, maybe I wish.
Nerf.
I'm okay with the hair on my butt.
I wish I were
That's
hairier, honestly. I get a good bush going, and I think my butt's a little hairy. I get like everything from the waist down is hairy, and then everything waist up
It's like
is
smooth.
like, yeah, other than my armpits, those are,
Yeah, those are quite hairy.
yeah.
When I got to a certain age, and as I've matured, I've started getting the care in other places, and I'm just like, oh, this is what I want. Because I remember growing up, I always wanted like a full. Like I love those people that have like full hair, like way down to their stomach, and it's just like covered.
Yeah.
I used to date a guy in New York that was like, I think that was like full on back hair. Like it would go up to his head.
Oh my
That
gosh.
was hot. Like I would just pull on his sh shoulder hair.
Yeah, I mean
It
that I kind of get it. I've dated
was really
guys that
sexy.
were like that, and I'm like, you, yeah.
Yeah, it's sexy.
I
It's
mean,
like
I'm
bigger.
26. I just think I just recently started getting like more hair on my stomachs, like especially. I was like, oh
Yeah.
yes, finally, it's happening. The himboification.
Yeah, that's right. Like the himbo transformation. I love that. Okay, cool. Hairy butts be good.
Yes.
Okay, third, sex clubs. How do you feel about sex
Oh
clubs?
yeah, goon. For sure, goon.
Yeah, I
Assuming
goon.
everything is like well kept and tidy, and like the staff like clean it and everything. Like yeah, I've been to somewhere it's a little seedy or it's a little like unclean, and I'm like,
Yeah.
I mean it doesn't kill it for me, but I just prefer it if it's clean. That's like absolute goon quality.
Yeah, I do. I like sex clubs, but I like it to be a little bit more. I mean, yes, I'm gonna go there because I know that I'm gonna get laid, but I want a hot tub, maybe get a facial. Like that'd be nice. Like,
Yeah.
you know, give me some clean towels, make the place, you know, a little bougie.
I also love, I prefer sex because I mean, beta, right? Like, I'm going to prefer a sex club that has some kind of like screen or TV room than one that doesn't have
Yes.
one. If this is like
Yes.
just a fuck club, I'm like, eh. Like, I don't really have
Yes.
a, unless they've got like you said, like a hot tub and a sauna and all that other stuff. Then I'm like, okay,
Yeah.
we're going for the leisure. We're not going to fuck. But if you have like all that stuff and you have like a TV room or like a bait room, I'm like,
Yeah.
ugh, so good.
Because I could just fuck at home. If I'm gonna go out and pay like a
Right.
service, like I want the nines. Like I wanna,
Yeah.
you know, can I
I
get
want
a
my little day
fucking,
spa.
yeah, can I get a margarita, please?
Literally.
Okay, cool. So we goon for sex clubs. I love
Absolutely.
that. Next, anklets. Do you like an
Anklets?
anklet?
Like ankle
Yeah.
bracelets?
Yeah.
I don't think I have an opinion, actually. I've not seen a man with an ankle bracelet in so
Oh
long.
my God, I gotta show you pictures.
Do you have
I
one?
love I used to. I used to rock an anklet. There was a
Nice.
time where I just thought they were so sexy because I was really, I went through like a really heavy foot phase.
I feel like that's
And
very
then,
like Beach Boy energy to have an anklet. It's
yeah,
giving
that
like
I think,
California surfer bro type vibe.
yeah, and I think that's what I was on. I was on, my dick was on that trip, and I was
Yeah,
like,
like an
ooh, this is
anklet and like
really
a puka
working
shell
for
necklace. Very cliche.
me.
We
Yeah.
love. I'll say
Yeah.
goon. I'll say goon because I can't. It's not gone. Like, I'm okay with
Yeah.
it.
And also too, like I think if you have a really pretty foot and you're gonna accessorize it, my eye's gonna go down to your foot. I'm gonna wanna put it in my mouth at one point
Yeah.
eventually.
I don't remember if I said this on the first episode or not, but I literally like so many people wanted pictures of me like already nude, obviously, but like also showing my feet, and now I just like have a foot fetish. I like make a joke all the time that I gave myself a foot fetish because I'm like so my brain is like used to seeing foot and dick next to each other now that I'm like, okay, yeah.
I love that you like made yourselves
Yeah, like
foot fetish.
Pavlov myself into having a foot fetish just by like sheer exposure.
I've done that with a couple of things in like sex. I'm just like, I wasn't into that. And then like just through like repetition of just seeing it
Yeah.
casually everywhere, I'm just like, yeah, I'm really good for that shit
I
now.
did that with the nipple play stuff. Like I'd never no that's not even a content thing. That's just like I always wanted to have like to feel pleasure from that. And so I just always did it while I was doing stuff. And now it's like it's just wired in my brain that like doing that feels good.
Nice.
Yeah.
I like nipple plays. Goon, we goon for nipple play.
We going for nipple play. Oh, absolutely.
It's nice. Well, I was telling you, you had your shirt off earlier when you were testing the light, and I was like, oh, you have really beautiful nipples. You should get them pierced.
You can see them through the tank. Yeah.
Well, you can't see them in this white shirt, but like,
Oh,
there's my nipple, y'all. My nipple with my piercing.
yeah.
I like them. I'm so happy that I got them pierced. I feel like really pretty with them.
Yeah.
And they are sensitive. Let's see. Okay, next. This would be interesting. Gay for pay actors.
Okay. Oh. This might be my first gone. I know that might be controversial, but I feel like it depends. Is it real? Like, are you actually straight and you're just getting paid to do gay content? Or is this like, I've never done this before sitting on a fire hydrant? Like, you know what I mean? Like, there's a difference there.
She's like a fire hydrant. That's funny.
Yeah.
No, I think inevitably when I think about it, I'm just like, get it gone. Like, I don't need you to like pander to me. Like, I know what I like. And if you're not into it, then you're not really fulfilling what it is my dick needs to feel. I
Yeah,
don't
I
care how
mean,
beautiful you are.
on like a personal perspective level, if you're not into it, that totally makes sense. I get why some guys there's like that closeted hetero guy fantasy thing going on, and like I get that. I mean, it's not for me either, but I do get that. And so I think on that level, that's where I'm like, if it's just like an acting thing, and we're not literally like pulling straight people off the street to be like, hey, if you take dick for the first time, I'll give you $500. To me, that's a little sleazy. That's a little sketchy. I don't love that. Also, it just kind of like you can't preach that like being gay isn't a choice, and then also say that I turned men gay by paying them. That's not how that works, you know?
I'd rather like have the faggot get the money. Do you know what I'm saying? Like, I'd rather them get the
Literally, pay the
coin. Like,
girls, pay
I
the queens.
pay them. Like, I'd rather just have the gay guy pretend that he's straight and be like, I've never done this before.
Yeah.
Bitch, you have, but I'm buying into the fantasy right now,
If
and I
you
want you
acted
to.
straight all through high school, you can act straight in this porno film.
Exactly.
Like you got it. You're fine.
Yes, pay the girls. I love that shit. That's funny.
Arf.
Okay, so gay for pay, man, they can cut it out. They can go.
That is
They can
gone.
go. They can go do other stuff, like build me a deck. Okay. How many is that? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Let's do this. Oh, nifty.com. Do you know nifty.com?
I'm not familiar. What is
I
this?
feel like you would really love nifty.com. So nifty.com is just like a site that has like sexual like stories. You can find like a bunch of like people will just write these like perverted short stories, and like there's thousands of them, and you can like
To be so
they have.
surreal, I typed that into my web browser and it sent me to a Japanese website.
Oh no, am I doing the right one? It is
Nifty,
nifty.
Nifty.
Hold on.
This looks like a Japanese like news article site.
Oh,
This is
not
a...
nifty dot. I'm sorry, not nifty.com, nifty.org.
Oh. It's like you're really into Japanese news article? I'm so confused. Okay,
No,
nifty.org.
so yeah, nifty.org. And it's
Oh,
based.
okay. Yeah, no, goon. Absolutely goon.
Yeah,
I have not
good
used
for it
this one
though.
before, but there is. I have a big hypno kink. I love that stuff. I love anything that's kind of like embraces the mindlessness and just kind of zone out and, you know, be himbo, dumb dog, no thoughts, head empty kind of vibe.
Yeah, so it's
And there
basically just
is,
like erotica. It's so hot.
Yeah, erotica in general, absolute goon. There is one called Gay Spiral Stories that's really good. That's like known for doing like homoerotic hypnosis content, or like there's a whole bunch of tags too. There's stuff for like transformation, hypnosis, like angel devil play. Like you think of it as like a weird kink, and it's probably on there. It's for everything not vanilla, pretty much.
I discovered DFT.org when I was going through, when I still enjoy like these all these like incest fantasies. And girl, trust me, if you want to like get into some good incest shit, you better click on the incest link on
I
DFT.org.
am, I mean, just the titles of some of these that pop up when I first pull up the website: Summer Job
Lit
After High School, My Mechanic, The Tattoo. I'm like, oh,
I'm
girl,
reading some right
okay.
here, file name, living with my uncle, dirty father, filthy son, daddy's milk tails. Come on.
Oh my God. I'm screaming.
Shit,
I'm screaming on the inside.
I'm gonna read some of these after this podcast. I haven't been on this in a while. Look at all these stories. Y'all, if you love erotica, trust me, you will not be disappointed. You better get on to. So this is definitely a good one. I hope I never, I should pay money and support this stuff.
Absolute goon for gay
Okay,
erotica.
we love it, and this site especially. Okay, the last one, share.
If I say gone, are you gonna literally like reach for this screen right now and stab me in the face?
No, I will not. It was
This
never
feels
gone for me.
dangerous. This feels very
No, it
dangerous.
was never. It was, she was never a god for me, but she was an indifference for me. Like, I'm not the type of person that's like big on divas. Like, I was never head over heels for like Bette Midler or like, you know, all these like old school divas. Like, I just never really got it. But then I saw, do you know Chicken Shop Date?
No, I feel like a
Okay.
baby gay.
No, it's Chicken Shop Date. It's done by this British person, but she does these like, she takes these celebrities on dates to chicken shops, so she basically eats chicken nuggets and fries, and they just like have a conversation.
I mean, that's me.
And
Sign me up.
you should check it out. And so the one of the more recent episodes that she had was Cher. Like, the bitch got Cher, and I was like, you got Cher on your YouTube show? That's fucking iconic, dude.
That is
So then
really
I was
cool.
just like, she's a baddie, dude. And so then I was like, okay, Cher is cool with me. So then I started like researching her like album archives, and like started going back into like her old school like music, and I was like, this, she's a baddie.
Yeah,
I want to
I
be like
definitely
Cher when I grow up.
goon for Cher in general. I feel like so many people would kill me in my sleep if I ever said gone, but not just because that's not why I'm saying goon. I'm saying goon because like her music, iconic. You're not allowed to
Totally.
say that that's not iconic. You're simply
No,
not.
it's, yeah, no. The
But like,
bitch
I
has
don't know too much of
given
the
a lot
media
of
surrounding Cher.
flowers.
Also, Showgirls has Cher in it, right? Am I crazy?
Not Showgirls, Burlesque. You're thinking about
Burlesque,
Burlesque.
Burlesque. I
Yeah.
love that
Burlesque,
movie, actually.
Burlesque. I've never seen that. I should see that. I should
You
see
should.
that.
It's a very good
Yeah.
movie.
That's with Christina Aguilera, right?
I think so. I don't know shit about actors and actresses.
I know Christina Aguilera is in, I should see that. But yeah, I was like looking at like old YouTubes of her, like Sonny and Cher, like Sonny Bono, and like reading stories about them, because she's Native American, so like people would, back in the day, people thought she was like a freak, so they wouldn't put her on TV. Isn't that wild?
Yeah, that's
Because
kind of
she looks so
gross.
different. Yeah, people were just really racist back in the day.
Yeah, that's just racism, sis. Like,
I know, but
ew.
like the fact that she came out of that and is like a fucking star, like she's the legend, like
Yeah.
everybody fucking goons over Cher. It's
Yeah.
wild.
Who
It's
is
pretty
not,
wild.
simply?
All right. Well, that was Goon or Gone.
I like that. That
Love
was
that.
fun.
That was really fun. We got some really cool perspectives on some deep shit there.
We're so deep. Oh my
We're so
God.
dirty. Oh my God. That's why we do this podcast. All right, cool. So next we're gonna move on to a segment of the podcast that I like to call Make It Make Sense.
Okay. Hold
Wait,
on. I
shit, we
had
didn't even discuss this prior. We were supposed to talk about what we were going to talk about before we did the podcast. That's okay though. If
Oh,
you have
I mean, like, I
something,
already
we'll
have
pick it up.
something, so.
All right, let's do it.
Okay. Do you want to go first, or what do you, like, how are you?
I was trying to look for something. I kind of have a mild sense, but I feel like it probably leans more political. So let's just go with yours.
Mine's a little bit political, but let's do the intro for
Oh,
the segment. Mine's a little bit, not too bad, not too bad, not too
Oh,
bad.
okay.
Do the intro to it again, and then I'll just jump. Like, ask me what mine is, and I'll jump into
Girl, there's no do-ups. We're doing it. Just go for
Oh,
it.
God. Okay. So mine is gay bars that are weird about trans men. Which it's one thing to cater to like a masculine market. But I feel like including trans mask people defeats like it's pointless and it looks weird and gross. And there's actually at the Phoenix Boys of Leather meet that I went to. Just last night, there was a discussion about it. And I don't think that particular bar that they were discussing is super bad. I think it's more the bar than the atmosphere and the crowd. But it's actually weird because, like, if it's the bar itself, people can kind of hold it accountable and be like, hey, don't do this. Like, this is a space for all of us, you know, trans or not. But if it's the vibe and the people, it almost makes it more complicated because then every person like has to go in there and like hold other people accountable and like police other people, and that can sometimes backfire, because it can like start drama or people can end up kicked out of the bar for fighting or something like that. And it's like at the end of the day, that's not the point of the bar. The bar is to be an inclusive safe space for queer people. So that's mine for sure, is gay bars that aren't cool with trans mask people. Like, shut the fuck up and get with the times, girl. Like, we're done, we're tired, that's gone. I don't think passing matters as like a thing. Like, I'm very Gen Z in that. I'm like, you know, you look however you want, you identify how you want to identify.
Yeah,
If you say that you're a man, I'm
definitely.
gonna be like, okay. Like, yeah, I'm
Yeah.
not, it's not that big of a deal to me. This is your thing, not mine.
Yeah.
Which is a privilege that I have as someone who is cis, and I absolutely recognize that. But me being like an oblivious dumb dog, the fact that I still notice when people are like, I think that he's trans, and I'm like, okay, is that a
Who
problem?
cares?
Like,
Yeah. Like, can't you
what are
just
we
see?
doing here, girl?
Like, aren't they just a person like you, like enjoying
Yeah.
a drink and like trying to hang out with a couple of buddies? Like, what the
Right.
fuck?
But
Like,
that's
why
my
don't
make it
you?
make sense. Like, 'cause it does not make sense to
It
me. I'm like, why
make
are we doing
sense.
this?
Like, why are we excluding people from these queer spaces that people need to like find safety in?
Right.
Especially trans people, especially in this current state and time.
Yeah.
Like, you would think that you'd be more than welcoming them into these spaces.
Yeah, and I think it mostly tends to be like, obviously for, you know, it's usually older people that are like that, but
I'm an older
even there are
person.
some Gen Z kids that I'm like, why are we doing this? Like, of all people, one of the
I
most
get it.
disenfranchised generations out there, you should know better by this point
Exactly.
than to do that shit. Like, come on.
Exactly right. But you know, I can see the evolution of it because I'm an elder now.
Yeah, that's
And I
fair.
grew up at a time where clubs were very, you know, it was a time where it was like, yeah, gay man, you know, women's club, and you wouldn't really mix the two together.
Yeah.
But shit's changed, man. Like, I don't know. Like, if you to me, it's like adapt or die, right? Like, you just kind of like have to like
Yeah.
kind of like
Can we just
learn,
live
you
in
know,
a
take it
future where like every bar you're allowed, like every horny bar is just horny for everybody? You don't need to like, can we just get past that? Can we stop the sexual repression? I know that's like obviously so wishful thinking, but like I'm ready
Yeah.
for it. I'm like, I'm tired of this. Like, just everybody fucks. Like, shut up.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, no, it's true. And I think I'm at a point in my life where I'm just like, I just like want to see energy, like a vibe. Like, I don't care what your outer appearance is, because that can change over time. You know, it's like, why am I gonna, yeah. Okay, I need my train of thought here.
For me, it's like if you don't like it or it's turning you off and this is supposed to be your space, just don't look. You know what I mean? Like, and no one's forcing your eyes to be on that straight couple over there having sex at a gay bar. Just like no one's forcing them to look at you have your gay sex. You know what I mean? Like, we should just move on. It should just be, if you want to go be horny somewhere, go be horny. And it should not be so
Although I
weird.
feel like I might have a problem with straight people in gay bars.
Well, yeah, I mean, like, we're talking like
I'm
ideal
like,
scenario. Like, you just
no,
go
you're
or you
right.
do whatever wherever. At this point, in my head, at that point, gay bars would cease to exist as an idea and it would just be bars, you know? But
Got
that's
it.
like not realistic.
Yeah, no, I feel like I definitely want my gay spaces.
Yeah.
And I feel like as a straight person, you have a choice.
Yeah.
Choices.
That's not the choice I would have made.
That's not, you're right. That's not the choice I would. Yeah, stop, don't do that. Stop doing that. Like, who cares? Like, everyone's just trying to be chill. Like, see people as human beings. And like, let them in these spaces. Like, let them chill with the boys. Like, they obviously want to be part of the brotherhood. They're fucking feeling their oats.
Yeah, I will say one that I've actually experienced firsthand too is this is kind of an offshoot a little bit, but at the Pup Nights in Phoenix at Anvil, there have been a huge uptick in furries showing up and in cis and transgender women showing up too. And I've been one of the people that's like fully on board for it because it's not I see Pup Night as like pup night. So it's like I don't care what your gender is, I don't care, you know, if you're pup adjacent or whatever, if you want to come and be able to like do what you want to do and be kinky in public, you know, in the only space and time that's available for that, why are we being exclusive about the gender? Why are we being exclusive about the title or the brand or the genre? Like, just let them all in, let them come have fun. And not everyone agrees with me on that, but like, I don't know. I just feel like they're not making fucking pup night for cishet people. So I'm like, you know, like, why not
It's
let them show up?
true.
If they want to be allies, let them be allies.
Just I don't think the pup play exists in the street community.
Yeah, there's straight pups. There are
Okay.
cishet women pups. Yeah, it's like a super common thing.
I'm
It's more
sorry.
common now, at least.
That sounded so ignorant. That sounded so ignorant to me.
No, not really. I get it.
Okay.
Like, well, because most people
I
think
just feel
pup
like
and
it's like a,
they think
pup.
man.
Yeah, like I just associate it with like leather and like,
I mean,
well, that,
so
no, that's not true. Like women are into leather too.
my counterpoint is that, like, think of how many furries there are that are cats, that are dogs, that are not men or women. You know what I mean? Like, the idea of animal play in general is not restricted to your gender. Just because you're a woman does not mean you have to be a cat. Just because you're a man does not mean you have to be a dog. I
You're
know
right.
men who like kitty play. I
Yes.
know women who like puppy play. I know non-binary people who love horse play. Like, that's everybody can do everything. Like, I don't, you know.
See, this is why I enjoy talking to you. I learn so much from you. And
I'm not
I
pretending to
love
be
that you
dumb. I'm
don't.
actually really smart.
No, I know you're. That's why I'm saying like you're so smart. But I love the fact that you don't shame me, which is really nice. You're just
No,
like,
because it's
oh,
not.
daddy's learning. D
I'm
daddy's
not. I'm
learning.
never gonna be the kind of person that's like, how dare you not know? Like, it's not. I do think it's good that you are receptive to these kind of conversations, because the
Oh
inverse
yeah,
would be
totally.
horrible, right? Like, if I had
Yeah.
said that, you'd have been like, no, actually. And I'm like, whoa, okay. You know what I mean? And there are people who are like that. I'd much rather have
No,
a
because
conversation like this.
most of the time I'm a fucking idiot. Like I don't know what the fuck I'm talking about. I just have
An
like, you
idiot and
know.
say that shit. Be like, I am dumb. Tell me. Teach me, daddy.
Cause also too, because I feel it comes from a place of like getting curious. Like I don't know everything and I want to learn. And so what's the best way to learn? It's lots of people that are knowledgeable that have experience. You know, oftentimes the shit I talk about is everything that I picked up in a book or that I learned from a person or someone that I really admire. Like it's just like we're all regurgitating like this information that like makes sense to us from our lived experience. Does that make sense?
Yeah, for sure. I mean, I to tie into that, I think a lot of people are like, I think it's so hot that he's so smart. And I'm like, I love a dumb bitch who can say that she's a dumb bitch and learn. Like, you know what I mean? Like, that to me is,
You
I
love
don't
me.
need you to be like some 800 million IQ, can recite like the Bible off the back of your hand kind of a thing. Like, I
Yeah. No,
just,
I tell you.
I love when a man is like, I actually don't know. And I'm like, oh, nut. Like, it's so hot. And not only do I
That's
get to
just
teach you something, or maybe I get to learn something with you, like, ugh, daddy.
who's who said that to me once? Oh, I think I was shooting the scene with Milking Coach. And we were done doing the scene, and I said something really dumb, and he was just like, "Oh, you're so cute, like you're so dumb." And I was just like, "It's annoying, huh?" He's like, "No, that's your brand." And I was like, "Yeah, I guess that is like big himbo dumb energy. I'm just like a big massive dick. Just like use me. Like, hey, I don't know what I'm doing. I'm just built for sex."
But you're not like angry or ignorant about it. It's the
No,
self-awareness that makes it cute and hot. Because being dumb without
I'm
self-awareness
painfully
is just being
self-aware.
angry and gross and weird. You know what I mean?
You're right. You're absolutely right. That's true. Like, if you don't have the self-awareness to know that, are you really, do you, is that really who you are? It's like, no,
Yeah.
bitch. I'm
Yeah, I know I'm
exaggerating
a
this
dumb
shit.
bitch. And that's okay.
I know I'm stupid and it's still sexy. Oh my God, this podcast is going off the rails. No, it's not. Okay, cool. So that was Make It Make Sense. That was fun. I'm glad you brought to the table. I think people should talk about that more.
Yeah,
It's just
that
be
was just
nice.
the
It's
immediate.
like
It was like
being,
on the brain. It was fresh.
yeah, just be inclusive. Be a good sport about it. Like, fuck.
Yeah.
They want to kick it with the bros. Okay, cool. So then we're gonna move on to bait, date, or mate. Or I forgot the order of it. It's either bait, mate, or date. I think it's bait, mate, or date.
Okay, you sent me bait, date, or mate, but I think we could do this all day.
It's interchangeable. I feel like it works. All of those, there's not one that takes priority over the other. So essentially, there's a part of the podcast where we kind of talk about like just our personal like dating lives, like things that we're like dealing with. It could be platonic, it could be romantic. You could talk about a situation that kind of like threw you off, and you need some advice. Anything that's going on in like your
So
love
I had to think
life.
about this one really hard when you told me that this is a thing, because I was like,
Okay.
there's so many things that you could talk about, especially with like bait culture specifically. And I think I landed on like how just in general bait culture leans into like the hookupness of it all. And something I hear a lot from people is that like it's hard to build connections deeper than just sex sometimes, if that makes sense. But I think it's tied to the fact that like part of being a baiter is just kind of like the solo sexuality of it, kind of just wanting to do your own thing. So it's easy to just kind of like treat it as an outlet and not actually seek to connect with people. But the thing I hear is that like when someone is looking to like meet people to like make friend like baiter friends with benefits kind of a thing, right? Like they want the sexual intimacy with the partner, but also like to be friends too. They find it hard to bridge that gap. And I think it's partly because of how easy it is as a baiter to see not only yourself but other people as sex objects. You know, like we kind of talked about this a little bit earlier, where it's like we're all people. I know it's so shocking, but like kind of being vulnerable yourself and like putting yourself out there and being making yourself out to be a three-dimensional character in your interactions with people, especially in the bait community, helps a lot with building those connections and like making friends with benefits and, you know, finding something more than just a bait bro, if that's what you're looking for. You know, you're trying to date in the baiter pool. Because I mean, who doesn't want a, like a hot, sexy baiter
I know I do. And
boyfriend?
I feel like I've talked about this before with people. It's like I feel like if I do end up being in a relationship or like meeting people and taking on lovers, they're gonna be in this community. They just get it. You know, we get each other. And that's not to say that I'm not open to others that are not in the community. I've certainly met people that are just like, what's a baiter when I date them, and you know, we get into that conversation.
Yeah, do you think you could see yourself dating someone that isn't a baiter, like long term?
Yes, but if only if they were like understanding and receptive and like
So
curious
as long
and
as they
like
let you do your
sex
thing.
positive. Yeah, definitely. You know, as long
Okay.
as we have a negotiation. 'Cause I'm still like I've evolved in my solo sexuality that I do enjoy penetrative sex. So like there's other sex acts that I enjoy, but you know, I'm gonna be mostly masturbating on my own if you know someone has to be okay with that. Like I don't need if someone's gonna be like insecure or jealous that I engage in this behavior a lot of the time, then it's not gonna work for me. But you know, that's talking, that's communication to say, hey, I'm doing this thing, it doesn't devalue you. You know, I still enjoy sex with you and being with you because I still want those other things. I want all the other things. I want like intimacy and you know, connection and all that good stuff.
I wrote a
But
note
back,
here.
what's
One of the
that?
ones I missed, I think. It says that I feel like it might sound obvious, but it's really easy to overlook the fact that like making yourself into a three-dimensional person to the people you're trying to connect with is helpful because especially with baiters, we make it very easy to approach each other because it's a bit like a dick pic, and you're like in the DMs now, and you're like gooning with your bros, and then you never really have to go any further to make those connections. But like, it goes a long way to make some kind of effort to also communicate with them about stuff that isn't that. It sounds obvious, but like, you know, people be forgetting that sometimes.
No, it makes total sense, and it can be difficult too, like especially the people you know us as what we do, we you know we have we're more visible, right, in the sus community, I think. And so it's easy for people. You know, people just want to get off, right? And so they're, you know, they're having a good bait, and so that they see, you know, one of our images or videos, and just like, oh, they're gonna reach out. I do find it difficult, but I try to, you know, I'm getting a lot better at my boundaries. So like at any given moment, I'm just like, nope, I'm not in the mood. I'm not doing that. Like I'm doing some other thing. And then I'll, you know, tell them what I'm doing, or I'll like kind of steer the conversation. If they're receptive to that, then that's kind of where I go with it. If they're just like, no, I need to get off, I need to come, then that's fine. I'm not going to engage. But I, you know, talk about stuff, like talk about shit that you like,
have a conversation. Don't be afraid to do what I'm doing right now, right? And unmask and be a little goofy, be a little wild, be a little extra, you know?
Yeah,
like
exactly.
it's people like that, and people like will latch on to that a lot easier than just trying to be horny and making that all your relationship is about.
Because doesn't that make the other person more attractive to you? Like when I get
to
a
me,
better
yeah.
Yeah, me too. Like when I get a better understanding of who you are, and like you're into the same things I am, or like, you know, we can talk about like the kind of porn we like, and like just kind of go beyond further. Then it just, I don't know, it makes you more attractive because I'm just like, oh, you're fucking real. Like,
I think part of what I struggle with, actually, if we can be vulnerable on the pod for 5 seconds,
yeah.
Is that like there's a weird, like ever since I started doing this, there's a weird delineation to me between fans and friends, and I hate the idea of seeing someone as just a fan. Like, does that make sense? Like, to me, it
Yes.
feels dehumanizing, and I hate that so much. But there
Yes.
are people who engage with me in such a way that I feel like I either don't have the opportunity or there's no point to pursuing any kind of like meaningful interactions. And that kind of
Yeah.
hurts to me a little bit. But I
Yeah.
also just feel like it kind of just comes with the territory. You know what I mean?
Yeah,
Like,
it does. But I find myself just a little bit more guarded, because I'm just like, okay, like you obviously are trying to get something to get you off, and
that's
I don't know.
fair. I'm just
I've had
puppy. I'm dumb. I want everyone to like me.
No, me too. Like
No, I'm like
I
that.
you know, I love that too, but I feel like I've had interactions with people in the community were just like, okay, I got what I needed. You're done. I'm done with you. And you're just like, oh, it's such an icky feeling, because you're just like, okay, well, you know, I just want to be friends. Like, can we just keep hanging? No, I got my nut. You're good. Like, I don't need to talk to you anymore. You're just like, okay, that's a bummer.
Yeah, and it's that, and it's also just like when someone is like praising you a bunch, or they're like really into what you do, but then they're not really into you as a person. Like, that's a little bit icky and
Oof.
painful.
Yeah,
That
that's
hurts.
that can hurt. Yeah.
Yeah. So I'm still getting used to that. If
It's
we're
like
like I said, if
that
we're
thing
being
where
vulnerable.
it's like shut up and just make porn, like no one wants
Yeah.
to hear
And
you
I'm like,
talk.
actually, bestie, hi.
Yeah, like no, this is what I do. Like I have other shit going on.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So.
Oof.
Arf.
What would be like a piece of advice that you could give to someone if they do want to make friends with them beyond just a bait?
In general, with me.
Yeah, what would you do? Like from your perspective, like how would you engage?
I think it'd probably be easier just to talk about myself. So, like, if for me, it, like joining the Discord is obviously like a huge thing. Like, if I see you and I interact with you, because I'm a terminally online Gen Z child, at
You
the age
are.
of 26,
You
yeah.
are.
It just like being somewhere that I'm at a lot and then conversing with me that way. I've made friends that way, that I talk to like every, like the AI stuff that I've been doing lately. I talk to a couple people about that like every day. And then like those conversations turned into other conversations. And now I like know about their life, and I know about like the house that they were sitting last week, or the dog that they were hanging out with, or like, you know, and I just get to know them on a more intimate personal level. And that builds, you know, relationships that way. And even if they didn't intend to get there when they joined, you know, they just thought, oh, horny place to go be horny. And I'm like, no, actually, it is also a chance to like get to know me. And that's part of why I do what I do, because I like to be able to reach out to people. And like, I also like that it lets me like not keep tabs, but like make sure that people are practicing things safely and like taking care of themselves. Because that's important to me. I want to make sure that everybody is, you know, you're hydrating, you're not actually destroying your
Oh,
life,
that's true. Speaking of,
stuff like that.
I feel like
I say hitting a vape, like I don't have a nicotine addiction, so you know, tongue in cheek about it. But
we all have our vices. I was gonna say, oh, I think for me, one of the things that probably stands out to me is consistency. Like just having that repetitive conversation of always kind of checking in, and that builds over time, like trust and communication and getting to know someone. Like you're not gonna get that off, you know, a couple of conversations, but like, you know, weekly, monthly, yearly. Like some of the friends and the people that I've met via social media, it's taken me like 5 years to get to know them. And now we're just coming to a place where it's like you're a homie. Like it's constant DMing and like, you get to know who they are and like, oh, they would like this meme or, they would really enjoy this movie. So you get to know that. But that's that again, that takes time and consistency to build that relationship.
I think that's really interesting because in some way I'm almost the opposite, where like I often say that I fall hard real fast and then like I get
Maybe that's
ADHD
just me.
brain and I'll move on to something else. But then like a month or two later, I'll come back and be like, hey, bestie, by the way, sorry I was AWOL for 8 years. Like, love you. Hope you're doing well.
Fuck.
Kisses.
Maybe that's just like
Some
your
people get that
trauma.
though. So like some of my best friends are people that I can kind of just be myself with and do that kind of thing. And they're like, oh shit, like what's up? Like how you doing? And I'm like, thank God. I don't have friendship decay. That was like a shitty millennial meme on Facebook for a minute. Like, but it is true to some extent where I'm like, I don't need to be interacting with someone every single day to like still regard them highly. Or if, one of us goes AWOL for a bit, like it doesn't mean I don't like you or anything. I'm just kind of I'm aloof. It's just kind of how I am.
Yeah, no, I think everyone's different. I think maybe I'm not gonna speak more on that. I was gonna go way deep into like this black hole, but no, I'm not gonna do that.
Arf.
Listen, if you want to be beat bros, just say you want to be beat bros. Like, be transparent. Fuck it. Like, just be yourself and be like, hey, I like you. I think it's cool. You have a really great dick, but I want to know what video games you're playing.
Yeah, and if you want to talk about more than sex, talk about more than
Say it.
sex.
Exactly. It's just say it. Like, and if they don't, they're not reciprocative, then move on. Like, you dodge a bullet. Like, it's no, people aren't genuine. I don't think, I try to believe that people aren't like inherently mean. And if they are, then you don't want to be talking to people that are mean,
Yeah, definitely. Yeah, that's a big thing too.
Well, that was a fun convo.
Arf.
Thanks for joining me on this special edition of the Bait Escape. Shits and giggles. That's what I call these episodes, shits and giggles edition. It's cute, right?
Arf. That is really cute. I
Yeah.
like that. Arf. It would be on the Shits and Giggles episode.
Where can people learn more about you and find you and like get to know all the cool things you're doing?
So. Lovely, lovely gal. I have the same at on everything, just at Batermutt. I'm very easy to find. And then I have a link tree with the same thing, just Batermutt. And then that'll have like my Telegram, my Discord server, my Twitter, my Facebook and Instagram that I've been kind of about lately.
Yeah.
Just because those companies are weird.
Yeah.
But yeah, just Batermutt on everything. Come say
Nice.
hi, come hang out, come meet all the other beta pups.
Yeah, join his Discord group. It's so cool. But I'm gonna have that link in the description so people can start clicking on that stuff.
Oh God,
I'm
that's gonna
BC
be so much
Bader.
work. Okay. I do
I'm
that
BC
all
Bader.
myself.
What?
The
Do
whole
what?
Discord server, everything from like
Oh.
moderation to like letting people in and everything, I do all
You do
myself.
that by yourself?
Yeah.
Dude, that's so much. You have so many people on that Discord.
I know.
Holy
I do everything I
shit.
do by myself, like everything, literally
No,
everything
I
I've
can
ever done.
relate. I do all this shit myself too. I produce the shit. I edit the shit. I talk
Literally.
about the shit.
You get it. This is
Yeah.
one of the reasons we're so tight.
Exactly, because we know the struggle. It's real.
Yeah.
I'm BC Bader. You can find me all over. I got a brand new YouTube channel. This will go up there. So I'm trying to hype up that thing. But please like, share, subscribe. Turn on the notification bell. I think those are
Yeah,
all the
for YouTube,
things.
yeah.
Yeah, for YouTube. And yeah, we're gonna see you on the next episode of the Bait Escape. Thanks for joining and hope you listen.
Arf, arf, arf. Goodbye.